USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump is signaling that he is ready to use executive orders to bring about coronavirus relief. He said he would act if Democrats don't.
We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year and defer student loan payments and forgive interest until further notice. So students who are paying student loans and in many cases are not even allowed to go back into their colleges, extend the eviction moratorium. We will be extending that so people aren't evicted, not their fault.
Trump added that he would also defer the payroll tax through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
A high school outside of Atlanta reversed course and lifted the suspension of at least one student who shared pictures of a crowded hallway with most of the students not wearing a mask. Lynn Waters told the Washington Post that North Paulding High School had ended the suspension of her daughter, 15-year-old Hannah Waters. Hannah and at least two others received suspensions earlier this week. It's not clear if the others had their suspensions removed. The suspension was over the school district's student code of conduct, which bars students from using social media during the day or using recording devices without the permission of an administrator. Authorities Friday recovered the bodies of seven Marines and a Navy sailor who were killed when a Marine landing craft sank in hundreds of feet of water off the coast of Southern California. The remains were found after underwater salvage operations that followed the incident on July 30th. The remains now head to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to be prepared for burial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The latest job numbers are out. USA Radio's Tim Berg brings us one perspective.
The United States economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% in June. The labor participation rate is at 61.4%. Joni Courtney is a chief workforce analyst for EmployBridge. She joins Fox Business and shares some of the sectors in the workforce that are doing well.
You know, looking at some of the numbers here and, you know, the temporary help sector came back, added 143,000 jobs. I know in the business that I run, we're seeing a very strong demand, of course, in mortgage roles. That's no surprise based on the low interest rates that we see. But those positions of loan processors, closers are in such high demand right now. There, you know, manufacturing and logistics jobs are coming back.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is taking a leave of absence from his role as president and chancellor of Liberty University indefinitely. It comes several days after Falwell posted, then deleted, a photo from social media of him posing alongside a woman with his pants unzipped and his arm around her. The university was founded by Falwell's father. Falwell himself spoke on the photo with a Lynchburg, Virginia radio station earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.